Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello and welcome to the Arrowhead Pride podcast we call From the Podium, where you get to hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the editor-in-chief of arrowheadpride.com, Pete Sweeney. I'm talking to you live from the campus of Missouri Western State University, Kansas City Chiefs training camp, and we are just out of press conferences. Today, we got to hear from three rookies. So on this podcast, you'll get to hear from rookie tight end Noah Gray, wide receiver Cornell Powell, and offensive lineman Trey Smith. We'll give you both Gray and Powell. We'll take a quick break, and then you'll get to hear from Smith. This is Arrowhead Pride from the Podium. We're going to start with Chiefs tight end Noah Gray.
Yeah, OTAs was really a blessing for us. I don't know how the rookies last year did it, so I think we got to give a lot of credit to those guys who are sophomores now in the league. But going through OTAs really helped just from a knowledge standpoint and just understanding the basic kind of concepts that this offense asks you to know. So it was definitely a huge help from that perspective. Just waiting to work on just everything. You know, out here today, there's a lot of things that in OTAs that I was asked to work on and you keep building on. You know, route running, blocking, we haven't put pads on yet, but when blocking comes, you know, that's going to be something that's going to need to continue to progress. But there's a lot of things in the route running game that I still need to get better at. You know, I'm still asking questions. Jody has been phenomenal. When Trav gets back, he's been a great teacher and mentor. And really all the other tight ends like Nick, you know, all those other guys, you know, Ev and Blake, they're just really a blessing to kind of be teammates and be a part of. So really credit to those guys for helping me progress along this journey.
Is there anything that you want to show when the pads come on that you can kind of sort of show to the coaching staff that maybe you just can't do obviously in shorts during the OTA period?
I'm just going to continue to keep playing ball and doing what they ask me, you know, pads or no pads. You know, obviously we're very limited in terms of, you know, contact and stuff like that. But when the pads come on, I'll just do what I'm asked to do. There's nothing that I'm really trying to prove out here. I'm just trying to get better like everybody else is.
I know we talked about it in the draft about how you were moved around a lot during Duke's offense and now getting more chances to just look at this playbook. How comfortable, similar do you feel like those things can translate seamlessly for you here?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that Duke taught me that's very similar to Coach Reed's offense and his philosophy. And I'm very grateful for that and grateful for Coach Cutcliffe and the rest of the staff there, Coach Ferris. So there's definitely a lot of things that I've been able to kind of take with me from them that translate over here. But like I said, you know, I'm just trying to continue to get a hold of the new intricacies that Coach Reed asked us to do, like everybody else's. So there's definitely stuff that translates, but there's still a lot of stuff that I'm learning and need to get better at.
You're joining a team that is Super Bowl favorites, quite honestly. Was there a point when you realized what the standard was here and you had to raise that level?
Yeah, I understand the standard of the team, but every team in the league has a standard. You know, even though, you know, we may be looked at as a Super Bowl winning team like you had mentioned, you know, we have a standard here and I'm just trying to uphold that. I knew that coming in. I knew that as soon as I was drafted, and just really credit to my teammates for kind of getting me up to speed on that and then kind of rolling that out here on the practice field.
Now, when you were drafted, we talked a lot about Travis and the comparisons to that. I was just wondering, now that you've been in the offseason with him and you've been able to develop a relationship, just what has he meant for you as you're continuing your transition to being a pro?
What has he meant for me?
Yeah, to lead you into his experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's tremendous. Like I said on draft day, I don't think there's anywhere else I'd rather be in the country to be able to learn under Travis Kelce, one of the best tight ends in the league. You know, right now it's a blessing, and to come out here and to be able to gain that knowledge from him and to learn from him every day and to be able to visualize and watch him on the field, that's been something that's been extremely key to me coming out and being able to execute my assignment. You know, and even guys like Blake and guys like Nick and other guys, like those guys have been in the system and they've been tremendous in helping me out with my development and just being able to come out here and execute what I need to do.
How did you spend the break between mandatory minicamp and now to prepare for training camp?
Yeah, I've just been working like everybody else on the team has been grinding. You know, I was out in Kansas City for most of that, just kind of doing my part and what I need to do, you know, to be, you know, the best possible teammate that I can be for my guys out here.
Did you attend the tight end meet?
I did not.
during a OTAs, Patrick was mentioning how you had kind of a veteran kind of mindset that when the upload break down, you know where to be. When you hear that from Patrick Mahomes, what's that mean to you, and how does that motivate you to keep being that player for him?
Yeah, I mean, it's just blessing that he thinks that of me, but I just understand that I need to come out here and keep grinding and keep hitting the playbook and keep practicing hard. You know, I think from a mentality standpoint, for me, it just means that I just got to keep out here and keep going to practice and keep doing, you know, the things that I know that I can do. Keep hitting that playbook as hard as I possibly can. You know, I don't look too much into that. You know, it's great that a teammate thinks that of me, but to be able to come out here and still be the best teammate that I can possible, that means the most to me, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Update us on what you've been up to the last month since the end of OTAs to keep in shape for test?
Took a couple of days off, you know, just relaxed, let my body rest, and then got right back to it. Went out to Florida, trained a little bit, but just try to stay at it, keep crafting, keep working, because I knew it was going to come out here, and it's a grind, you know, nonstop, so I got to be on my game every day, so.
Where did you train in Florida, and who did you train with?
I was just out there by myself, man, you know. I got all the tools, just got to learn how to use them, take them out of the toolbox, really getting in and out of breaks, working on releases, working on finishing after the catch, so, and then being in the sun, you know, so.
These 3 days are really a chance for the rookies to connect what they learned to OTAs and get it refreshed, kind of get their feet under them. How was it out there for you today as far as, you know, remembering OTAs and it all coming back to you and seeming natural?
It was fun, man. It's good to be back. You know, it's finally football season. Just being able to go out there and do what I love with the guys is always a blessing. So just try to take it one day at a time. Don't let it overwhelm you. But at the same time, you got to study. You got to be persistent and just inconsistent. So just staying after it and then trying to go out there and translate the film to the field each and every day.
Bernard, was there anybody that you wanted to reach out to between the break to get a better perspective as you get ready for training camp, whether it was on this roster or guys elsewhere in the league?
I learned, man, it's nothing you can really do to get ready for training camp besides doing it. You know, you learn from experience. So just coming out here, just make sure your conditioning is up, making sure that you know the plays, you know, knowing and being knowledgeable of the game and your assignment and your alignment will take you far, you know, so then the rest of it is just football at the end of the day. You got to go out there, be a dog, make plays, so.
You guys as rookies are starting with Patrick. Mm-hmm. Not just how important is this time right now for you guys to sit and get a connection before veterans get here, and how much you want to try to sustain?
It's extremely important, you know, we're trying to show him that we can come out and make plays right away year one. And we want to gain his confidence, gain his trust, and you do it by making plays in practice, and then do it following the preseason, and then when it comes game time, he look out there, he like, oh, I can trust that guy, and you go out there, you keep doing what you've been doing.
One of the major parts of this camp would be trying to figure out how to replace what Sammy Watkins did. How much did you watch him and what you did here, and what were you able to maybe take away from his time as you guys tried to figure out how to replace him?
Sammy's a special talent, man. You can't replace what he did. You just got to go out there and fill your own shoes and try to make your own name for yourself.
He I think, did say something on Twitter to you regarding the number 14. Mm-hmm. That
need
to use.
It meant a lot, man. You know, I'm a Clemson guy. He's a Clemson legend. And then I just so happened to come to the Chiefs right after him. So, and then we wear the same number, you know. Yeah. Maybe some Clemson in there, but just trying to keep that same mindset at Clemson, you know, best is the standard each and every day. And, you know, out here, best is the standard. You know, you got to go out there, you got to make plays, you know, you got to perform day in and day out. So just trying to do that.
What does it mean to be a wide receiver from Clemson, like in that same realm?
It's special. It's special. We're different. We're wide receiver you for a reason. The numbers prove it. We have some of the best, well, the best receiver in the league is Tyreek Hill. But, you know, the second best is DeAndre Hopkins from Clemson. And so you just gotta uphold the standing when you get to the league.
What's the dorm life like? Did you bring anything special?
Yeah, man, you gotta bring mattress pads. Because sleep is very important, very vital. And, you know, I don't know, you've been, last time y'all been in the dorm room, but it's not comfortable without the mattress pads. So definitely do that.
When's the last time you were in the dorm room?
Freshman year, but I will say I was fortunate enough to have a better band than that. So yeah, it was definitely different.
Did you say you worked out in the sun, particularly just to prepare for the out here?
yeah, you know, Florida, it gets no hotter than Florida. And then you come out here, there's no trees, no shade. You just got to grind, man. You just got to be a dog. You got to dig deep, especially later practice goals, special teams. Is where you're making money at. And you got to be able to give max effort at the end of practice as you did at the beginning of practice. So there's no way to prepare for that other than being in the sun every day, getting that good sweat in, getting that conditioning up, and, you know, just working.
How much are you preparing to play special teams for
Mentor? I'm ready to go. All four phases, whatever coach needs me to do.
You just heard from Noah Gray and Cornell Powell, and now we continue on with rookie offensive lineman Trey Smith.
Hey, how did you spend your offseason in preparation for training camp, you know, given the break from mandatory minicamp till now?
I had to go to Knoxville, move out of my apartment. That was the first thing I did. And I was able to spend a little bit of time with family, but for the majority, I was in Dallas training.
Who are you training with?
Duke Manyweather.
Okay. So you were at the offensive line?
Masterminds.
Okay, so. Perfect. How did it work out with Creed, since both of you were there?
Yeah, it was just it's always a great experience. It's about my second year. I would have gone last year, but COVID, of course. But every time I come out of there, you learn a different tidbit, a different thing you can add to your toolbox. So it's an excellent event. Duke's been doing it for a lot of years, and I really enjoyed it in Creed, and I got a lot out of it.
Creed mentioned yesterday that Mitchell Schwartz was in his ear a lot. Was Mitchell in your ear as well?
Yeah, I actually had a chance to speak with him briefly, just asked him for some tips during training camp, so it was awesome finally getting to meet him.
What kind of advice did you give
him? Just like basic stuff, you know, bring a bed pad, bring a comforter, things like that. It's going to get a little chilly in the dorm. But.
You mentioned each year at OL Mastermind, you take away a different tidbit for your game. What in particular do you think that you took away from that camp this offseason?
That was really what I do too much. Just a couple things with jump settings and how to look at it a little bit differently. And just some different things in terms of hand usage.
Yeah. One of the things you said this offseason that kind of stuck out is you like to bring a certain kind of violence on the field to the game. Why is that so critical in your particular game and what you bring to the table?
It's just why I play the game. I mean, I love beating people up, man. I love just like knocking someone down, rolling over them, you know, just talking in their head after the play's over with. But it's just sort of my personality. If you know me, I'm sort of a goon, but I just really enjoy the violence aspect of playing football.
For the rookies this time of year, coming in for these couple of days, it's really about trying to connect what they learned during OTAs and getting ready. What about this for you? Were you able to, you know, carry over? What did you really kind of need to be reinforced today?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, everything needs to be reinforced. You know, I'm always chasing perfection, which is something we can't attain as human beings. But, you know, just the little nuances, that's something I have to take better care of in my game. You know, paying attention to detail, not being too over aggressive with a lot of things I do, and, you know, just being efficient with my play. But like I said, you know, we're always chasing perfection, but we got to do it every day, and it's unattainable. But there's so much I have to work on my game, I'm not even close.
What excites you most about this playbook, getting the chance to look at it for weeks now, knowing you're going to put it on the field?
Yeah, it's a high-octane offense. You know, it's truly a blessing to be here with the Chiefs organization. You know, I'm playing with guys, you know, I looked up to as kids, you know, seeing like Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, you know, those type of guys around me. I'm excited about the opportunity to be here, and I'm really blessed that they decided to take a pick on me.
When did you realize what the standard was here and the expectations were? Obviously, you knew what you were coming into, but now that you're part of it, what did it hit for you?
Yeah, it slapped me first, individual period with Coach Heck. It was brutal, but that was when I understood, you know, winning culture in football, the expectation that you have to meet every day to be a Chiefs football player.
And last time we talked to you, you mentioned that your dad had a company in Kansas City. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
My dad, I believe their headquarters is based out of Kansas City, Blue Scope Steel. Okay. So he actually has been down here multiple times on business trips and such. So we're pretty familiar with the area. He was, I'm not as much.
How beneficial was that time at OTAs, rookie minicamp, being around the vets before you came here, that you come here with that knowledge already, that experience around them?
Yeah, I mean, that knowledge is priceless. Just hearing guys, you know, from across the league that went through the whole experience without having a rookie minicamp at OTAs last year, you know, it was definitely a priceless opportunity to get acclimated with my teammates, get acclimated with the playbook, the system, coaches, and get a general feel of Kansas City as well.